We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And, of course, the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, we have our listeners running around town this morning listening to us through the Anchor radio station that we have in town that we broadcast our shows on, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course our websites. So we welcome all of you on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone covered with the apps. The KSHP app, of course, you can listen to us through the radio station, and the YouTube app, you can see and hear us there as well on your devices, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting. Welcome to the show. Well, we were talking about the weather. Jonathan was talking about the weather. You know, they got a big racing day coming up tomorrow at Belmont at Aqueduct, where they have two grade twos, two grade threes, and another stakes race, five overall, including the Peter Pan, which is, of course, the prep for the Belmont Stakes later on in the beginning of June. In any case, as you know, they were talking about the weather coming through there. that very well might make the track muddy and sloppy on Saturday. But here's what happened, folks. The weather pattern moved up. Yeah, it's sloppy. It's muddy today. As a matter of fact, the official track conditions today will start off as muddy. They're going to go. They're going to be off the turf today at Belmont at Aqueduct. So we'll get to those races to tell you which ones are coming off the turf in a little bit. But the weather moved through earlier, which means that it's going to get out of there earlier. They predict that by tonight, all of the storms will be through the New York area where Aqueduct is at. And by tomorrow, Saturday, it should be a sunny day at Aqueduct. And therefore, we might have close to fast racing surfaces for the racing on Saturday at Aqueduct. We'll wait and see. But it has moved through there earlier. As a matter of fact, looking at the weather across the country, that's where it's coming. And, of course, down in the Gulf area in the south is where a lot of the other storms are at. But the rest of the country looks pretty clear. As far as Las Vegas, Nevada, oh, yeah, we're getting there. It's May. 70 degrees right now outside here in Las Vegas with the sun shining. We're going to get up to 96 degrees today. And looking ahead to this weekend, we're going to hit as high as 99 degrees on both Saturday and Sunday here in Las Vegas. So pack bags, come on up and join us for the weekend here in your gaming capital. That's the way the weather is going to look here. And of course, if it looks that way here, it's probably that way in Southern California as well. So we're going to have some good racing, at least on the West Coast, as Santa Anita begins its racing card today as well. Now, taking a look at some of the latest news coming out of Pimlico for the Preakness, Bob Baffert, who has won 8 Preakness Stakes already. He's going for his 9th Preakness Stakes. You know he has Rodriguez going in the Preakness coming up 1 week from tomorrow. But now he is going to send his undefeated 3-year-old goal-oriented. This horse has won 2 races so far, a maiden and an allowance race. Goal-oriented is going to go into the Preakness Stakes as well. So Bob Baffert will have 2 in the Preakness Stakes, goal-oriented and, of course, the more accomplished Rodriguez. As far as journalism, he's still at Churchill Downs and waiting for a final decision whether to move on to Pimlico Racecourse for the middle jewel of the Triple Crown or just go on ahead to Saratoga and prepare for the Belmont Stakes. The Derby winner, Sovereignty, is at Saratoga. He made it up there yesterday. They said he was full of energy when he came off the van at Saratoga. He is now at Saratoga getting ready for the Belmont Stakes. So that's the latest we have on the middle jewel of the Triple Crown and the 2 big contenders for the Belmont Stakes as well. And we will keep you posted as we move through this weekend and, of course, next weekend where they'll have the Preakness Stakes. Veterinarian Alan Bonnell, an 81-year-old veteran, an 81-year-old veterinarian that was practicing at Penn National Racecourse, has been banned for life because of his participation in the drugging situation that happened at Penn National, that big drugging bust they had there, Penn National. So for those drug violations, he has received a lifetime ban at 81 years old. Wow. Wyda Barrio continues to train for the Met Mile, which will happen at Saratoga on the Belmont weekend. That'll be on the 7th of June. Wyda Barrio getting ready for the big stakes race there. And remember that along the way with the Belmont Stakes, they'll be as they are with the Kentucky Derby and this upcoming next Saturday at Pimlico, along with the jewels of the Triple Crown, and that'll be the 3rd jewel of the Triple Crown at Saratoga. Along with that will be a supporting feature of a bunch of stakes races both Friday and Saturday at Saratoga, as well as next Friday and next Saturday at Pimlico for all the other divisions. And, of course, the Pimlico Special is the one for the older handicap horses coming up at Pimlico Racecourse next week. And the one at Saratoga will be the Met Mile, where Wyda Barrio will go in that Met Mile. And so just taking a look at a few updates of what happened, what's going on as we move towards the remaining 2 jewels of the Triple Crown, the Preakness, 1 week from tomorrow, and the Belmont Stakes, of course, that'll be 3 weeks from there. So it'll be actually 4 weeks from tomorrow. Let's take a look at what happened at Churchill Downs yesterday. At Churchill Downs yesterday, the fourth race winner, 5 furlongs on the turf, was won by Guy Smiley. Guy Smiley was ridden by Walter Rodriguez for Wesley Ward, paying $12.40. That started out the late pick five at Churchill yesterday. And then in the fifth race, Walter Rodriguez came back and had a winner for John Hancock, paying $38.48, starting off the late pick four. Then you had a $14.78 winner in the sixth race by virtue of a disqualification. The horse who was awarded the win actually finished second, but was impeded by the horse who finished first, and that was Haunted Flame, who was declared the winner, $14.78 there. In the seventh race, on the turf at a mile and 16th, Here for a Good Time produced a good time for us. Here for a Good Time came just off the pace to win for Luis Saez. That was Jonathan Hardoon's pick on the show yesterday, paying $9.14. And although he had the winner, the Scirocco play didn't quite get there. Rich Ang's horse finished third in the race. But Here for a Good Time won the seventh and paid $9.14. Then we got to the eighth and final race, where the winner paid $8.62. Put all of those five mutuals together, and you got a late pick five payoff of $31,020.47 at Churchill Downs yesterday. Big balloons for the pick five. And I got to tell you, I guess a $38 and a $14 horse really did them in the pick five yesterday at Churchill Downs. Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. Belmont and Junior Alvarado continued to team up together as they won the first race, paying $3.80. Then the fourth race winner, Have Your Heart, for Ricardo Santana and Mike Maker, paid $10.40. Jerry J's Power feature play finished second in the race. His pick on the show, the six horse, Narcisco Dolly. And because he always tells you to do the reverses with his link-ups, was a link-up in the race. So the reversed exacta for a dollar paid $15.70. The 50-cent trifecta with the one of the other link-ups finishing third in the race paid $18.75. So Jerry had a reverse play winner yesterday on the show. Ricardo Santana came back with his second win of the day in the sixth race for Tom Morley, paying $11 even. Flavian Pratt got his first of two wins for Shug McGahee in the seventh race, paying $12.20. And then Pratt won the eighth and final race, coming right back for Ray Handel, paying $10.80. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. The fives paid $828.50. So we have a carryover in the pick six today at Belmont at Aqueduct. All right, well, that takes care of most of the business that we have for you. Coming up on our show, of course, are handicappers Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Ang will be back, John Lindo, of course, and Jerry Jackowitz, and, of course, your racing menu. Want to remind everybody out there that for all of you who enjoyed watching our shows for the first time during the Kentucky Derby with the special show and the Derby Day show, and those of you returning, don't forget, you can chat on our chat side. You can get in the chat room. In order to do that, just hit subscribe. It is free of charge to subscribe, and then you can start chatting away on the chat box. Today is opening day at Pimlico. Of course, there'll be the site of the Preakness Stakes 1 week from tomorrow. And tomorrow's show, Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey will start its spring-summer meeting as well. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Weather across the country. Before we get to your racing menu, as I say, clear as a bell on the West Coast. Got a little bit of action going on in the Gulf of America over Louisiana and Mississippi. And then, of course, that rain that's going through there right now and the Northeast, and that'll get out of its way by tomorrow for the racing at Aqueduct on a big day of racing there. As far as the temperatures are concerned, well, you know about the temperatures here. Miami right now is 84 degrees, New York City 60 with raining, and Chicago has 62. We've got 102 degrees going on in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's going to be 90 degrees in Southern California. So it's going to be a little bit warm there at Santa Anita today. Let's get started with your racing menu, reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books today. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, no problem. However, there are plenty of time zones around the world that we go to, and if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it from your time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Pimlico Racecourse. Old Hilltop opens today. Nine races on this opening day at Pimlico, and a first post time of 9:10 at Pimlico today. Churchill Downs has nine races. Their first post time is 9:45. The Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Churchill Downs after yesterday, $39,405. $39,405 in the Pick 6 jackpot carryover from yesterday at Churchill. First post time for their nine races today set at 9:45. Then we have Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has their Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover at $10,164. Remember, they had a mandatory over the weekend, so that is a one-day carryover. Pick 6 Jackpot carryover again, $10,164. First post time at Gulfstream for their nine races set at 9:50. Then we have Belmont at Aqueduct. Now, Belmont at Aqueduct, they say right now at Belmont at Aqueduct, that the track is muddy, okay? Light rain, 59 degrees, the track is muddy, and they'll be off the turf today, so here's the deal. Fourth race comes off the turf, will be scheduled back at the main track at 1 mile. Sixth race comes off the turf and will be scheduled at 6 furlongs, the same distance as the turf, 6 furlongs in the sixth. The eighth race will come off the turf and will be rescheduled at 1 mile on the main track, which is the same distance it was scheduled to go for on the turf, 1 mile in the eighth. And the ninth race that was scheduled for 6 furlongs on the turf now transferred to the main track also at 6 furlongs. So you have the fourth, sixth, eighth, and ninth races off the turf today at Belmont. The track conditions will start in muddy conditions. Pick six carryover, $22,381. That's a regular pick six now, $22,381 in the pick six carryover at Belmont at Aqueduct, and a first post time for nine races set at 10:10 today. Then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has nine races today. Their first post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock at Santa Anita for their nine race card there. Penn National has seven races. Penn National's first post time for their seven races set at 2:45. And then we go to Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs has nine races today. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown Races has nine races as well. Their first post time at Charlestown is set at 4 p.m. And Prairie Meadows, back on the racing menu. Prairie Meadows has eight races today. Their first post time is also at 4 p.m. And that is the racing menu for this Friday. And now we go out to Jonathan Hardoon, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. You know, we took a look at the Peter Pan and some of the other races at Aqueduct for tomorrow on the show yesterday. There are a couple of races that we didn't take a look at. Of course, we did mention the fact that the Man of War Stakes is scheduled for tomorrow, and it's scheduled for the grass, and hopefully they'll be able to go on the grass at 1 3/8 on the turf. Only had 5 horses in it, and the big, big favorite in the race is going to be Far Bridge, Christopher Clement's horse with Joel Rosario. Does that look like a free bingo square to you?
Well, it's only a 5-horse field, and the horse certainly can handle turf with some give in it. I mean, clearly looks the best. It's a 5-horse field. It's one of those races you probably want to watch and not bet on.
Well, as far as the field is concerned, number one is Aglophile. Number two, by the way, that's ridden by Javier Castellano for Brian Lynch. The two is Pediddle. That is Flavian Pratt riding for Fernando Abreu. The three is the big favorite, Far Bridge, a son of English Channel. Rosario riding for Clement. The four is Capture the Flag, John Velasquez for Todd Pletcher. And the five is Decanted, Irit Ortiz Jr. for Kerry Breon. And that is the field for the Man of War, $400,000, and a very prestigious race, the Grade Two, at 1 3/8 on the turf. Where'd all those Chad Brown turf horses go?
I have no idea. They're hiding somewhere. I'm sure they have something up coming up in the next week or two that he's pointing towards. But it's really unusual to have a grass race in New York, a graded stake, and Chad Brown not being represented. That doesn't happen too often.
The other stakes race that we touched upon yesterday but didn't really go into is the John Nayrud. This is a Grade 3. It's at 6 furlongs, and that is a $175,000 race. And although there's one more horse in that race than the Man of War, there is a six-pack going in that race. There is a big favorite, and what you're talking about, the three-horse, is the 6-5 favorite there. But from the rail out, number one is Full Moon Madness, Manny Franco for Michelle Nevin. The two is Silver Slugger, Junior Alvarado for Juan Carlos Avila. The three is What You Talking About, Irad Ortiz Jr. for Wesley Ward. The four is Surveillance, Kendrick Carmouche for Linda Rice. The five is Anarchist, Joel Rosario for Doug O'Neill. This is the horse that comes out from the West Coast. And the six is O'Connor Sunset, J.D. Acosta for Michael Jones Jr. I got to think that maybe Anarchist would be maybe a horse to look at over What You're Talking About.
Well, you know, this horse certainly has some old races to go back to. He's been running against all graded company on all his running lines recently. He hasn't been the same that he was last year, but it's still early, and I'm sure Doug O'Neill will have the screws tightened, and I would expect a top effort.
And going all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast to run in this race, you'd think that he was very well-intentioned. And, of course, Joel Rosario will be part of that package there. And that, of course, 6 furlongs on the main track tomorrow. So out of the 5 stakes races, they're very interesting contests, that's for sure.
Well, the last 2 stake races, the Ruffian and the Peter Pan, those are the good ones. Those are the full fields. They have 10-plus horses in most, and I think both of those races. And those are the races people are going to be interested in really seeing how those horses run.
Jonathan, both Churchill Downs and Aqueduct missed the pick 6 yesterday. They got carryovers into today. And really, all I can say is that the pick 6 at Aqueduct looked like it could have been hit. I mean, it was unbelievable that it wasn't a hit.
Well, there was a major speed bias actually yesterday and for the last week or so at New York. Any horse that made the lead won. There was some long price horse that kind of blew things up, but I've never seen a bias like that, not in a long time out here. But after the rain today, you know, the track, I'm sure, is sealed. You will get a different racetrack today, certainly a more fair racetrack. And that's all people want. They want a fair racetrack to bet on. You don't want to bet on a track where whoever makes the lead wins. And that's actually what happened if you go back and watch the replays.
Well, you had a horse that obviously is a horse that came off the pace yesterday at Churchill Downs. Got a really nice ground-saving ride by Luis Saez here for a good time. Paid $9.14, which was just about the it was the morning line at 7-2. But that was a heck of a ride by Saez.
Yeah, it was a full field. The price kept intact, so that was good. And too bad Rich's horse couldn't get up for second. We would have had a nice exec.
Well, we had a nice winner there, that's for sure. And Churchill Downs, of course, that late pick five, $31,000 plus. It reminds you of Oaklawn Park.
Yeah, well, Oaklawn Park, you got them every day or every other day for the most part. And, you know, it happens at Churchill, but obviously not as often as it did at Oakland, because we watched that meet every single day or every other day. They'd have some $30,000 pick five. It's a tough track, and we don't have to worry about it now until next year.
Jonathan, let me ask you this. Bob Baffert bringing Rodriguez to the Preakness Stakes. Now, this horse was one of the horses that a lot of people thought had a big chance to win the Kentucky Derby off of his monster win in the Wood Memorial, but he had a quarter crack. That'll be taken care of. That'll be all right with the time at the time between him getting the quarter crack, passing the Kentucky Derby, and moving on to the Preakness Stakes. But it's unusual to see Baffert bringing a horse that you know, yeah, they say undefeated, but he broke his maiden and then came back and won an allowance race. But he must have been, you know, goal-oriented, must have been really impressive in doing it, because now Baffert puts him in the Preakness.
I think it's an insurance policy, to be honest with you, Ralph. I was talking to my friend and a good listener of this show, Kyle, and we decided, well, it's our opinion, that if he's sending both those horses there, I guess it's to make sure that Rodriguez is okay and ready to run, because it doesn't make sense why he would be shipping the other horse there. I think it's an insurance policy in case, you know, Rodriguez, he had a quarter crack, so those things don't always heal as quickly as they want him to. I would be surprised if you saw both of them run. But again, I don't know anything, just my opinion, and trying to read the tea leaves.
Jonathan, let's take a look at the complexion of the race. First of all, the old saying is the luckiest horse wins the Derby, the fastest horse wins the Preakness, and the best horse wins the Belmont. That's kind of the phrasing they use. But the Preakness is a race that's, you know, it's going to be favoring more speed than the Kentucky Derby, a 16th of a mile less at a mile and 3/16. And they don't go so much crazy in the Preakness as they do, and especially since the field will probably be half of what it was in the Kentucky Derby. But Rodriguez, if you remember, won the Wood Memorial on the lead all the way. Do you think that maybe this horse, if they both go, is a horse that might go for the lead, and Rodriguez might be rated in this Preakness?
I don't know. It's really interesting, because the race Rodriguez won in New York that day, the track was certainly favoring speed, and he got a lonely lead and he kept going. You know, it's different, obviously, in the Derby when you have 20 horses or 19 or 18 as opposed to a field of 10. When you're in a big field with 18 to 20 horses, you have no choice but to go and certainly look for position. So obviously you're going to use different tactics in the Preakness, and let's see what happens. Let's see the draw, Ralph. The draw is really important again.
And I would imagine that the draw, I don't know if it's going to be on Saturday. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or not, but it will be early, no doubt.
Yeah, it won't be later than Monday or Tuesday, that's for sure. I mean, in general, they draw early at Pimlico anyway, so I'm sure they would like to get it out as early as possible. Maybe Rich Engel, no, because he deals with the form and everything, so they got to be prepared. So I'd be interested to hear if he knows anything about it.
And I will ask him. He's coming up right after you. I will ask him about that. In any case, Pimlico is opening today, Does that racetrack have any secrecies as far as the way it plays normally?
Well, it's usually kind of speed favoring. I don't play it often, but when I do play it, I notice that it's a fair racetrack, that's for sure. And their turf races, they get full field drop. They get 12 to 14 horses in every one of those grass races. I'm sure their racetrack will be off today also, because I'm sure the rain hit there as well as it did out in Long Island where Aqueduct is.
Now, Jonathan, if you were to take a look at the configuration of Pimlico Racecourse from a drone look, you would see that it's not perfectly...
It's an oval. It's kind of like a football or an egg. It's an oval.
It looks not like an egg. The first turn...
Yeah, an oval.
Yeah, the first turn is... well, they're all ovals, but I mean, the first turn...
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not a circle.
No. The first turn is the shortest and sharpest turn out of the two, and then the last turn is more of a banking swinging turn there. But I got to tell you that when you're watching simulcasting, as we all do, you know, racetracks have different angles as far as the pan camera, but at Pimlico, it looks like the guy's almost a grandstand level because you get a it's hard to determine when a horse is coming up the rail or in the middle of the track how far they are either in front or battling for the lead because of where the camera angle is. So you really have to pay attention to the track announcer at Pimlico.
The problem there is, Ralph, they have so much going on in the infield. Even like on Derby Day at Churchill, they have to use this drone shot. And the drone shot is horrible if you want to really watch your horse, to be honest with you. But they have no other choice. You can't see because, again, there's so much going on in the infield. They even put up these temporary TVs, you know, so people could watch on the infield because of the size of the crowd. So that makes it kind of difficult to follow your horses, especially down the backstretch.
Well, they have all those corporate tents on the infield that blocked the vision as far as where the pan camera would be normally. And I got to think that the people who are in the grandstand that paid quite a bit of money for box seats, et cetera, probably couldn't see it in there. And they'd have to, you know, they'd have to determine... you know, their look on the infield, the big board that they have there, the video board there. But the drone shots, I can tell you this, Jonathan, the drone shots really help out when there's an inquiry.
Yeah, that's what it's good for, but not so much to watch the race. But you're right, the drone shots certainly should help the stewards. I mean, you know, they could pick up any kind of trouble or infraction a lot easier than watching a pan shot or a head-on. And that's one good thing about the drones.
Well, let's get started with putting some of that money we won on your horse yesterday to parlay it to a few more winners today.
Ralph, there's a ton of scratches in New York with all the rain and everything. I was going to look at the sixth race, and I guess I'm going to stick with it. It's down to a four-horse field, four betting interest. You have the Linda Rice entry in there of All Class and Surreal. You're going to need a single in the pick six, and this is it. You want to hear an interesting stat, Ralph? Linda Rice, who would have ever thunk this in the last 5 years? She's 0 for her last 24.
Get out of here.
And one, I swear, and one for 34. That's Linda Rice in New York. It's just unheard of. But
wow. Well, that's good. That's a good reason why they got a carryover in the pick six, no doubt, huh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so it just shows you, Ralph, even the great ones fall into slumps every now and then. Like you always say, it's a game of ebb and flow. Well, I'm sure she's going to turn things around today. In the sixth race, she sends out the entry of All Class and Surreal. Either one is good enough to win. You're getting Eric Cancel and Jose Lascano aboard to ride. Mm-hmm. She's getting desperate, so she's sending out two horses. She's not splitting up the entry. Usually she scratches part of it, yeah. But they both go, and it's a single for pick six and pick five purposes. But again, to be honest with you, slim pickings in New York today. More horses scratched than are running.
Okay, that race was scheduled for six furlongs on the turf. So when you come off the turf, you know you're going to get scratches. How many horses did you say were left in the race now that it's on the main?
Well, you have the betting interest of the one All Class and Surreal. You have the four horse, 13 red flags, mm-hmm. The six horse, She's in a Mood, and the nine horse, Majestic Return. So 1, 4, 6, 9 go. The rest of them are scratched.
All right. Well, the main competition seems to be the nine horse Majestic Return. But as you say, looking for a free bingo square in the late pick four, late pick three, and pick six. You got it here in the sixth race with the ones, either the All Class number one or number 1A Surreal. Either one will do to get to the cashier's window. The ones in the sixth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Santa Anita, I guess, next.
Yeah, we're going to look at the fifth race today, Ralph. And the number six horse in here, Lamborghini, a four-year-old filly from the Doug O'Neill barn, takes a drop today I like the rider switch to Antonio Frasu. Her only bad race was two starts back when she ran without Lasix. She went back on Lasix last time out. This is another single as far as pick five and pick six is concerned. Number six, Lamborghini. Doug O'Neill sends out this four-year-old filly, and she will be in the winner's circle.
All right, fifth race at Santa Anita. That, of course, wraps up the early pick five and the early pick four part of the pick six with the at Santa Anita today. In the fifth race, number six, Lamborghini. Not spelt the way the car is spelt, but it's Lamborghini, the six horse in the fifth race. We hope that he performs like one of the cars, that's for sure. Again, in the fifth race, number six. And, of course, you have three full handicapping sheets available today, Churchill, Santa Anita, and Belmont at Aqueduct, right?
JohnHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph.
All right, thanks, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a better sunny day in New York.
Thank you. Stay safe and be well.
All right, we're going to come back on the Race Day Las Vegas show. Rich Eng is standing up, standing by next, so don't do it. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on the Race Day Las Vegas show for the first, well, the second Friday in May. On this ninth day of May already, and of course we're looking ahead to this weekend's racing, and of course next weekend's racing with the show going on the road from Louisville, Kentucky, to Baltimore, Maryland for the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. Although that Triple Crown is safe this year because there won't be any horse that's eligible to win it when they start in the Preakness Stakes next Saturday. All right, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, now, Richie, you and I, when we worked on the East Coast together during when the Preakness Stakes came on, we always made a jaunt down there to watch the goings-on at Pimlico. And I got to tell you, there's one thing about Baltimore, Maryland. It has the best crab cakes in the world.
They are famous for the crab cakes, Ralph, and we've had more than a few of our share. And, you know, Pimlico, it's kind of a dilapidated racetrack now. I know they have plans for building a new racetrack. I can't remember if it's exactly at that location or another location, but the meet at Pimlico is going to be extremely short, and then they do race the rest of the year at Laurel.
You know, and by the way, they're remodeling Pimlico, so they're taking a break to do that. But that thing's going to be totally remodeled, like Belmont Park is, right?
I believe so. You know, I mean, I was working for ABC Sports, and we worked at Pimlico. We had some disastrous situations, including one year, if you remember, Ralph, or the listeners remember, the power went out in the Pimlico area.
Oh yeah,
and. If it wasn't for the fact that ABC Sports had backup generators, we would have been off the air, which is, and I remember in the rest of the building, it was a sweltering hot day. There was no air conditioning in a lot of the locations, and there was no power. It was really a difficult situation, but Pimlico is long overdue for an overhaul, and I can't wait to see a brand new racetrack. Baltimore's a great, Maryland's a great horse racing market. It really is.
Sure is. And, you and I worked for a company back in 1985 that really put the Triple Crown on its heels when our track, Garden State Park, put together some races there for three-year-olds, and the Garden State Stakes was one of them, and offered for the first time, I think it was one of the first bonuses ever offered, a $2 million bonus to a horse that won the two of our three-year-old races at Garden State Park, went on to win the Kentucky Derby, and then came back to Garden State to run on Memorial Day in our Derby there. And as a result of that, Spendabuck, who did win in 1985, decided to pass up an opportunity to go for the Triple Crown and come back to our place and go for the $2 million, which he did eventually win. But boy, that put us right behind the eight ball. Anybody who worked at Garden State, our credentials were gone at Pimlico. They were really mad at us. But it started the Triple Crown bonus that Churchill and Pimlico and Belmont put together, that $5 million bonus as a result of that move. Remember that?
There was a lot of drama back in our time, Ralph, in 1985 when we worked at Garden State. And the four races that made up the bonus, there was the Cherry Hill Mile, the Garden State Stakes, which Spendabuck won both races at Garden State. You called those races, Ralph, for us. The Kentucky Derby, and then the Jersey Derby was the fourth and final race. And there was so much drama, which included the jockey and the fact that Angel Cordero Jr., the regular rider of Spendabuck, had made a prior commitment on Jersey Derby Day to ride, I think, a horse called Track Baron for Leroy Jolly, yeah. Could not get out of the commitment, so they hired Lafitte Pinkai Jr. to ride Spendabuck that day in the Jersey Derby.
And if you remember, I think it was either you or me, it was the one that got tagged to go pick up Pinkai at the airport. He flew out from Southern California to Baltimore, Maryland, got in the car, drove him to the track, worked out Spendabuck, got back in the car, went back to the airport, flew back to Santa Anita, and rode that late part of the afternoon races at Santa Anita, and then came back, of course, to win the Jersey Derby. But the reason why Angel Cordero couldn't get out of the commitment with Track Baron is because the owner, in order to secure him for the rest of the rides for this horse during his career, gave him a breeding right to that, remember?
Well, I didn't remember the breeding right, but that would certainly make sense because if a jockey can get out of a commitment to have a multi-million dollar payday potential, they can usually get out of it. But, a breeding share and a grade one winner is worth a lot of money.
Yes, and it was certainly one heck of a party after that Jersey Derby, that's for sure, with all that happening there. All right, well, done with memory lane. Time to get a pick or two from you. So where are we going today?
Let's go to race number six at Santa Anita, Ralph. This is a potential single for me, is the number six, Pio Nono. This horse in the debut ran kind of green, was slow early, but finished really fast, just a stride, half a stride late. I think with the experience, this horse is going to be double tough. Pio Nono, the six in race six.
All right, sixth race at Santa Anita, number six, Pio Nono, the six in the sixth, easy to remember, with Jonathan giving us a horse in the fifth race. Hey, I got a rolling double going here. Fifth race, the six. Sixth race, the six. So I'll do a rolling double there to your horse, from your horse, from Jonathan's horse to your horse. Fifth and sixth races, you are the six and the six. Don't forget, folks, he's got a full sheet of handicapping today at Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And by the way, the Preakness draw will be Monday.
Monday. Okay, good. Thank you so much, because I forgot to ask you. Monday's going to be the draw for the Preakness Stakes, so we'll have a pretty good idea who's going in the race by Monday afternoon. Thanks a lot, my man.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, John Lendo is up next. Don't go away. ¶¶
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book. South Point Studio.
This is the best sports betting network.
I would argue it is a total mismatch.
There's value with underdog prices in series.
I would lean to the under here.
My numbers are saying I got to bet the Tigers.
Two-way action.
When in doubt, we juice that favorite, that extra nickel.
Sports by the book. South Point Studio.
Forget about it. The best.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, wrapping up this Friday show. We now go to Southern California, where John Lindo's standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. Now we get back to business out at Santa Anita. And, of course, you have the Linda Report for today at Santa Anita. But you are going to do some differences in the Linda Report over this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday, we'll do the late pick five at Aqueduct with that good stakes card. And there's a really good sequence, the late pick five at Churchill Downs tomorrow, too. So we'll do those late pick fives, and we'll have the full card at Santa Anita on Saturday.
Wow, doing a lot of work there. 5-5, 10 races, and then Santa Anita as well. All those Linda reports will be available free of charge here at the South Point and only at the South Point in the Racebook. Free of charge, complimentary to the race players because they love race players here, that's for sure. And, of course, the race players love this place, as we noticed on Kentucky Derby Week with the record handle and record attendance here. We want to thank everybody for doing that. We hope you enjoyed yourself. Come on back. All right, let's take a quick look at the early jockey standings and trainer standings for the Hollywood meet.
The Hollywood meet at Santa Anita right now, Antonio Freisu, Umberto Risley, they're the leading jockeys. They've each got 9 wins. And you've got Juan Hernandez, Tiago Pereira, and Armando Ayuso right behind with 8. That'll all change now as the regular guys all get back from traveling. Phil D'Amato's the leading trainer. He's got 9 winners. Then John Sadler and Bob Baffert each have 6. And for you, Ralph, favorites are 33 for 89 so far. That's 37% for the meet.
Well, you know, that's not too bad considering that it was a much higher during the regular meet. And it might settle down a little bit more than that. Phil D'Amato, who is on a little bit of a kind of a streak, you know, where he didn't have a lot of winners, is coming out of that. And we'll wait and see. You know, Phil D'Amato will not go too long without getting back to his normal percentage of winners. That's for sure.
Well, you know, he's getting busier now. The turf horses are coming back. He's got some horses just coming off layoffs now, so he's getting ready for a busy summer.
John, taking a look at Bob Baffert bringing that undefeated horse now into the picture for the Preakness Stakes. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think Jonathan Hardoon's right a little bit. It's probably a backup plan at the very least, same ownership as Rodriguez in case something goes wrong there. But, you know, goal-oriented's undefeated. He's 2-for-2. He's now proven around 2 turns. And I don't think the Preakness is coming up that tough. If you have horses like Sovereignty, who is not going to go, we don't know yet whether Journalism's going to go. And we know Baeza's sitting it out. It's not a bad spot to take a shot and try and win a Triple Crown race.
And, John, all I can say is Journalism still stable. He's still at Churchill Downs. Now, whether he goes in the Preakness or not, I'm sure that he's not going to go back to Santa Anita. Rather, just if he passes up the Preakness, just to go right up to Saratoga and get ready for the Belmont.
No, Michael McCarthy has a barn out there. He keeps some horses. So it's not like it's an unusual situation for him. He's already got the staff back there. So He'll be based out of Churchill until it's time to move on to New York or Baltimore, whichever one he decides to go.
All right. Well, John, we've got Santa Anita cranking it up again today. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. And where are we going with the pick?
Let's go to race number 7. We'll try and make a pick 3 on the radio. Yay. 7th race today, number 7, Kin Johnny, won her U.S. debut really easily, racing with Lasix for the only time she did, coming off the layoff. So we know she runs well fresh. She gets the Lasix back, dropping out of a stakes, training very well. And there's a lot of pace in here to set her up. I think 1 mile is going to be okay for her given the pace scenario. So 3-1 on the morning line with your man, Hector Berrios, number 7, Kin Johnny, race 7, Santa Anita.
Oh, yeah, and the race is on the turf, and Berrios on the turf. So in the 7th race on the turf, you like number 7, Kin Johnny, the 7 in the 7th race. Hey, it's easy to remember. We'll do a Sirocco pick 3 with you guys going 3 races in a row. Jonathan in the 5th race with the 6. Richie in the 6th race with the 6, and you in the 7th race with the 7. Easy numbers to remember, too. The pick 3 starting in the 5th race, 6-6-7. You like the 7 horse in the 7th race there. And by the way, that is 3 pieces of the late pick 5, so we can maybe go searching into the other 2 races and see if we can put together a pick 5 as well.
We can do it. It's not big fields today, so it won't take a lot of coverage if you can get a couple of singles in there.
All right. You got it, John. Thanks a lot. Remember, John Lindo's Lindo Report for today at Santa Anita, available right now here at the race book at the South Point free of charge. They love horse players here and the Lindo Report as well. Thanks a lot, John.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. Now we'll go to Mr. Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, Bob Baffert brings another horse into play for the Preakness Stakes, so we'll wait and see how that's going to shake out. But the man knows what to do in that middle jewel of the Triple Crown, winning 8 of them already, looking for his 9th Preakness.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's pretty good at it.
Yes, he is, that's for sure. All I can say is that we hope that the weather is going to be a great next weekend for Pimlico and all the great races there. And I'm sure you will have a Preakness rundown on the Power Pages as well.
Yeah, of course, we'll do the Preakness, and I'm always hoping for good weather.
All right, you got it, my man.
Although I don't know if my definition of good weather matches other people's. But I think
you had a nice reverse play yesterday. The reverse play with the link-ups got the reverse exacta and the reverse trifecta. So what are we doing today at Belmont at Aqueduct?
Yeah, we're going to... let's start at Aqueduct. We're muddy at Aqueduct. We're off the turf in the 4th, the 6th, the 8th, and the 9th. Sort of takes the fun out of the card. What I have is kind of a weak play, to be honest. Race number 7, I like Certified Lover Boy, the one horse with Flavian Pratt up. It's very obvious. Sprinted on the mud really well. Now stretches out to 2 turns. I think 2 turns is going to be just fine on the wet for this horse. 5-2 seems pretty good. They scratched his main rival, Masquer Parade. But so I don't know if there's going to be any fun here in the seventh at Aqueduct. But give it a shot. I don't have turns for you because you can figure it out.
All right, 7th race, the one Certified Lover Boy on a day and off day at Belmont at Aqueduct. Flavian Pratt aboard there. We'll go to Santa Anita where the weather is just fine today.
Yeah, let's go to the 8th race, Ralph. Number 6, Tessa for Bill McLean, really appeals to me. This is 3rd off the layoff. Really ran much better last time out. Seems to be improving. It's in really cheap. This horse should be able to run over this field. 7-2 seems awfully, awfully generous. I'll take the 6 at anything above 2-1. The 6 over the 3-5-7, small reverses pretty much to break even. I'm all about the 6 horse in the 8th race at Santa Anita.
All right, the 8th race at Santa Anita. And our handicappers today at Santa Anita have given us races picks in the 5th, 6th, 7th, and now Jerry with the 8th race. In the 8th race, he likes the 6, Tessa. Link-ups are 3, 5, and 7, and reverse. Now, those are 4 races in the late pick 5. So if you single, and buy the all in the 9th race, it'll cost you $4 for the 50-cent pick 5. Jerry has the 6 in the 8th race. So, boys, If you're on the mark today, it'll be easy pickings to get that pick five for a cheap amount of money. We'll wait and see, that's for sure. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct, available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Jerry, we're wrapping up this Friday show, looking ahead to the weekend with one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.